Praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, is teaching us in today's gospel the way to get to heaven. Okay, and this is of fundamental importance. Okay, the one thing that matters, that we get ourselves to heaven. Now we know that whoever dies in God's grace is saved. Okay, whoever dies in mortal sin is eternally lost. And so our Lord says to us in today's gospel, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we need to understand what is our Lord talking about. Okay, and then understanding, do put into practice so as to get ourselves into heaven. So, our Lord says that our righteousness must surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, or we are not going to heaven. So what is the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees that we have to surpass? The righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees was an external righteousness, an exterior righteousness, that of external observance, but not one of interior righteousness. Our Lord called them whitewashed tombs, that which is beautiful and brilliant to behold on the outside, but corruption inside. Okay? They are in a state of mortal sin. So we should conclude from that, it's not enough just to observe exteriorly, but we need to interiorize what we are to observe exteriorly. And so our Lord goes on to say in today's gospel, and to explain in further detail, give greater clarity on this exterior versus interior. He talks about killing, an exterior action, and anger, an interior one. And so he says, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. Okay, the exterior act, we have to avoid killing. Killing the innocent is a mortal sin. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Okay? This too, we need to be, you know, there are those people who want to say, I didn't hurt anybody, and therefore it's not all that bad what I did. No, we need to recognize that we can sin interiorly, okay, with our will. Now, anger is a passion which in and of itself is neutral. But if we consent to anger and cultivate anger willingly, we can certainly arrive at the degree at which you arrive at mortal sin. Okay, that's what our Lord is saying. Now, the person who observes exteriorly and interiorly and cultivates a life of virtue and holiness, the issue then isn't so much of him entering into the kingdom of heaven as the kingdom of heaven entering into him. Okay. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit enter into that soul and make their dwelling place, bring heaven into that soul. Now, this is precisely what we see, especially in the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate, full of grace, who, of course, as we know, being sinless, observed exteriorly and interiorly. And the kingdom of heaven was already taking place within her soul. One of the titles that we give to Our Lady, the mystical city of God. Okay, this is what is taking place in the soul of the Immaculate. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit establishing in her Immaculate soul their dwelling place. Okay, the mystical city of God. And so we want the same thing to take place in our soul. Let us entrust ourselves to Our Lady, that she can help us to surpass the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, to observe not only exteriorly, but also interiorly, to render our souls a worthy dwelling place for God, so that we can have a foretaste of that heaven which awaits us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Et Jesus.